Gospel of John, chapter 11, and we're going to read verse 17 to verse 44. It will also be on the screen if you don't have your Bibles with you. But if you do, it's always good to bring a Bible to church, or there's plenty of Bibles at the back, because, again, in worship, if you may not be able to recall exactly a verse of Scripture or something, or God may quicken a word of Scripture to you, and it's easy to read it from the written word, as well as read it together. Let's just stand and read the Word of God together. Let's hold the Word in our hands if you have it, and let's thank God for it, that the Lord will speak to us this morning through His written Word and reveal Jesus to each one of us. Faith comes by hearing. So, Lord, we bring this Word to You. Quicken it to me, I pray. Amen. So, if you like, we can read this together. Verse 17. So when Jesus came, He found that... Now, just let me obviously put this in context. Lazarus has died. His sisters, Mary and Martha, are really upset because the one they loved, indeed the one that Jesus loved, is now, it seems, dead. And we know that he's been in the grave 4 days, 4 nights. So this is the context. So let's first read verse 17. So when Jesus came, he found that he had already been in the tomb 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had joined the women around Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Now Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary was sitting in the house. Now Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, yes, Lord. I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is to come into the world. And when she had said these things, she went her way and secretly called Mary her sister, saying, the teacher has come and is calling for you. As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came to him. Now Jesus had not yet come into the town, but was in the place where Martha met him. Then the Jews who were with her in the house and comforting her, when they saw that Mary rose up quickly and went out, followed her, saying, she is going to the tomb to weep there. Then, when Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her weeping, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. And he said, where have you laid him? They said to him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, see how he loved him. And some of them said, could not this man who opened the eyes of the blind also have kept this man from dying? Then Jesus again, groaning in himself, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay against it. Jesus said, take away the stone. Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, Lord, by this time there is a stench, for he has been dead 4 days. Jesus said to her, did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. And I know that you always hear me. But because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that I may believe that you sent me. Now when he had said these things, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he who had died came out, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to him, Loose him and let him go. Amen. Please be seated. Some real great nuggets of truth in this passage that we've read. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He also had some questions. And of course the sisters had some questions. If you would have been here, he would not have died. And so on. But even so, I know that you can raise him up. And Jesus said, yes, I will raise him up. Yes, the sister said, I know you will raise him up in the last day, in the resurrection. But Jesus already knew that he was going to raise Lazarus from the tomb. Hallelujah. In verse 27, she said to him, Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is to come into the world. You are the Christ. That's a wonderful confession. You are the Christ. You have come. You have come to give life. Hallelujah. Praise be to his name. And I love this in verse 30. If I can turn the page. Verse 37. And some of them said, Could not this man who opened the eyes of the blind also have kept this man from dying? Then Jesus again, groaning in himself, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone laid against it. Jesus said, Take away the stone. Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, Lord, by this time there is a stench, who has been dead 4 days. Jesus said to her, Did not I say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? You know, friends, you know, faith comes by hearing the word of God. Without faith, we cannot please God. This is the word of God. Hallelujah. Can you not be thankful for it? And I wonder, I didn't this morning, I confess it. But as we were here in praise and worship and sense the presence of the Lord, I believe God was doing business with some of us this morning in our praise and worship. But did we then believe that we would see the glory of God? As we come together as family, as we come together to worship the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, it's his glory that we want to see. His power, his presence. What is this place without the Master's presence? Said, you know, and the question is, did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? What a good statement to make to the Lord. I want to see your glory. I want to see your power in me, in my life, in this fellowship. I'm no longer my own. I am bought with a price. Jesus said, and this is the scripture, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Jesus says in John chapter, which of the children can quote to me, please, John chapter 14 and verse 6. Anyone, any of the children able to quote to me, John 14, it begins, I am. If you read it out, if you found it, read it out. Nice and loud. Thank you. I am the way, the truth, and the life. It's the same today. You know, there's a saying, isn't there? All the roads... No, Rome wasn't built in a day. Well, we know it wasn't. You know, all roads don't lead to London, do they? No, not all roads don't lead to London, for goodness sake. Do all aeroplanes that leave London Gatwick all fly to New Delhi? Everyone fly to New Delhi? They don't all fly to New Delhi? Of course they don't. Ridiculous. Why say such a silly thing? But even more stupid is when we're told that all paths lead to God. How ridiculous is that? We've just been reading about Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Hallelujah. We've just been, many have been celebrating the gift of God coming in the form of a child, of a babe, Jesus Christ, the greatest gift there could be. And he lived to fulfill his Father's will, and he went to the cross. Now why, if you just for a moment, all of you just contemplate what our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ went through, the absolute human... Yes, somebody read from the scripture this morning about the splendour that he left behind, the glory that he left behind. He made himself of no reputation. He took on the form of us, a child, a babe. He then grew up. He then went about his Father's business. But his whole mission was to die on that cross. If there were other ways to get to God, why would my Jesus have to go through that humiliation, that terrible, terrible insult, the treatment that he received, the spitting, the blasphemy that he was accused of, the crown of thorns put upon him, and to his Father to leave him for that while? If there were other ways to get to God, would Jesus have gone through that? He wouldn't have done. It makes nonsense of Calvary. So when your colleagues at work, when your peer friends at school, when your family members say, oh, well, you're too fundamental. You know, okay, I accept that you're a Christian and that you believe in the Bible, but there are other ways. There's other ways to get to God. We're all on the same pathway. The Buddhists, the Hindus, the Muslims, they're all on this road that will eventually take us to God. That's not what Jesus says. That's not what Jesus says. We want to stand on the Word of God. And you know, when you speak the Word of God, it's powerful. Who knows, somebody who's been brought up in a totally different tradition and perhaps are still in darkness, a word, even from John's Gospel, chapter 11, the glory of the Lord may come and remove the veil from their eyes. Can you believe that? Those who are still in darkness, those who are still thinking that they're going to be okay with God eventually, that they will have their eyes opened and see that Jesus Christ came to give his life as a ransom for sinners. You know, he has come, I am the resurrection and the life. You know, he's taken away for you and for me the sting of death, because he is life. You have life. I remember reading a story of a father who was taking his daughter for a ride in the country, and it was a hot summer's day and the window was down. And a bumblebee flew in the window. Now, it wouldn't have mattered quite so much, but this girl had an allergy to bumblebees. If she was stung, she would go into a coma. So the girl began panicking and flinging her arms around. So the dad pulled his car up, went into a lay-by, and held the girl's hands down so that she wouldn't frighten the bumblebee even more. Most, we don't need to be frightened of bumblebees, but this particular girl had a reaction if that stung her. So the father happened to get hold of the bee in his hand and threw it out the window. But in the meantime, he was stung. The dad was stung. The girl was still quite hysterical. She was still crying. And Dad put his arm around the daughter and he said, "Don't worry now, I've taken the sting for you." And that's what Jesus has done for us, so that we won't taste death, eternal death, but have life. What a glorious message we can share now, this week, and in the coming weeks. I am the resurrection and the life. Hallelujah. Do you believe that? Do you believe that Jesus is your resurrection? He is your life. Hallelujah. He's taken the sting. That which Satan would put on you, that which sin would have done for you for eternity, Jesus has taken it away. Blessed be his name.